We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are starting 9 lines from the bottom of Tezvav Amud Aleph. The beginning of the line is Rechikim Ruvucha, Amud Ram Vachama. Eina Azara, told now we'll talk about Mekadesh, the city Yerushalayim, which is Negeya for Maisa Sheni and for Kachum Kalim. You have to eat that inside the Chayma of Yerushalayim. Now, Eina Azara, Meskadesh, El Bashari Mincha. Besides for the Melech Navi, and all those things, so by the ear you need to stay toidais. Rabbi Chama says that you don't use toidais for a hazara, you use shiari mincha, a regular mincha. The difference between a mincha and a toida is that a mincha is kachi kachim, which has to be eaten in the hazara, and toida is kachim kalim, which is the lachmi toida included, have to be eaten in the Yerushalayim. So it says when the hazara, we come to kachim the hazara, you have to be kachim shiari mincha. My time, what's the reason? Kirushalayim. My Yerushalayim, Dova Nechalba, Mekacha, just like Yerushalayim, you Mekarish was something they eat inside Yerushalayim, which is what? Which is the Kachim Kalim, Af Azara, Dova Nechalba. You Mekarish was something that's eaten in the Azara. Af Azara, Dova Nechalba, Mekacha. Frank Tema, Otu Lachme Toida, Bazara, Milo Zachli. What do you mean? You can't eat the Lachme Toida in the Azara? You let it in the Azara. You eat it further out, but you let it in the Azara. So what do you mean? Just like, we're saying, just like Yerushalayim is Dava Nechaba, Afazar Dava Nechaba. Like we tried to create in there. So, Gemara, Elik Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, Dava HaNechaba, V'yoytze Men HaNefsal. Just like the thing that Mekarish Yerushalayim is something, that this is the border. You can be eaten in Yerushalayim, but out of Yerushalayim, it's possible. Afazara would be Mekarish with something that this is its border. Dava HaNechaba, V'yoytze Men HaNefsal. And therefore, you have to do something that's not Kachim Kalim, it's Kachim Kachim, that can be eaten only in Azara. Frank the Gemara, if you're comparing it, you're making a mamatzinu from that that you find by Yerushalayim, it's two toidais and it's kachim kalim. So here it's kachim kachim. So why don't you make the mamatzinu even stronger? Yimal halon chametz afkan chametz. Say also that just like there by toida it's chametz. Here also has to be chametz, and maybe you have to bring a mincha that's chametz in order to make kadosh da azara. Right, the Gemara of Tisbara, Minchas Chametz Miyikah, which really a teretz. The Gemara says, what do you mean? There's such a thing as Minchas Chametz. A Mincha, we know, when you bring a Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Pasuk, call a Mincha Asher Tekuv L'Hashem Loisiyach HaChametz. You should not make it Chametz. It's Loisasa Chametz, is Loshon the Pasuk, Rashi Loisiyach, but Loisasa Chametz, it cannot be Chametz. So that's why, maybe you make Matzina, but it's not Efshir, it's not possible, because you don't have such a thing called Minchas Chametz. So Dr. Van Tapon Vez, the Chit, hey, me, you'll tell me the Mach Mitzul Shirayim, you take the Shirayim, like it means Rashi says like this. Maybe the Mishlom, maybe the dinner is that the Kaimitz, you can't even make it on the Mizbeach, Chametz. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Sa'ar V'chol Devash, Lo Sektir Menu Shal Hashem. But maybe the Shirayim, I can make it Chametz. The leftovers, what the Kaimitz is supposed to eat, maybe that I can make Chametz. The Chit, hey, me, the Mach Mitzul Shirayim, U'mekadish B'huim, U'mekadish the Azar with that. But it says in the pasuk, "Loisa of chametz chelkom," and it says chelkom asati yosavi sheikaris gorshim who gechaz v'asham. But we dashin loisa of chametz chelkom. The even v'amar Rosh Lakish afilu chelkom loisa of chametz. So that can't be. You're not allowed to make any part of a mincha chametz. So that's what we're saying. The Gemara's question was, they should learn out that should be chametz also. No, there's no such thing as chametz by mincha. Afraid the Gemara? No. I love the leavsher. In this week's parashah Emor. The Mekadesh v'shtei alechem ba'atzeres. We know that on Shavuos is the only time of the year you bring a chametz dika mincha, and that's the shtei alechem. Shtei alechem ba'atzeres. I'm leavsher. The Mekadesh shtei alechem ba'atzeres. On Shavuos you'll be Mekadesh two lechemim, to two loaves of bread that you bring for a carbon mincha on atzeres. So the Gemara,
Wait till
Shavuos, yeah. And then Gemara's going to ask, when exactly the Mekadesh it? Because you only have it on Shavuos, but let's see, the Gemara's going to analyze this. But Stam, we speak out of Agav Orche, that, you know, by the way, the Lechem Aponim is not Chametz. The Lechem Aponim is Matzah. The Lechem Aponim, you bring it on Pesach, also you have Lechem Aponim. So a lot of people, a misconception is that the Lechem Aponim was Chametz. It's not Chametz, it was Matzah. The Lechem Aponim was brought on Pesach as well. But here the question is, the only time you have it, but you do it Shtei Lechem. So the Gemara, Meshum, the loy avsher. It's not possible to use the shtei lechem of a Shavuos. Why? Hechi navid. Nivnayim esmol, build the extension on the Azara on Erev Shavuos, for Nekachim esmol, and you mekadesh it the day before. Shtei lechem, b'shchitas kvasim hu dekachi. The shtei lechem only gets kedushas mincha, only when, after you shecht the kvasim that are brought for the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. So you can't be Kaddish it before because only be Kaddish with the Kvasim that are brought on the two Kivsei Atzeres, which are Shlomim actually, and that's Mekaddish it. B'shchiras Kvasim u'dekachi. If not, I'm Esmom dekachi in the, so why don't you just build it Erev Shavuos and then Mekaddish it on Shavuos? So tomorrow, but Inyan Kiddush B'shas Binyan. You need to have the Kiddush B'shas the Binyan. When you complete the Binyan, you have to immediately do the Kiddush. So I have another idea. And if now you be Yontif, build it on Yontif. When they catch up, be Yontif. Then we cash it on Shavuos. Build, finish the building. Leave a little bit left for Yontif. Finish it up on Yontif, and be mekash Yontif. So we know. Ain binyan mikdash doicha Yontif. The binyan mikdash not doicha Yontif. How do we know? So Rashi brings down from a Gemara in Yevamos that says that Yochli Yebeis mikdash doicha Shabbos. This pasuk says as Shabsoi say to Shmoiru umekdashi to Rou ani Hashem. So we learn from that pasuk that everyone's chayav b'kvoidi because it's ani Hashem. Even though Shabbos is the Shmar Gedoshet to Rohu, but you cannot build Beis Mikdash on Shabbos. And Rashi explains Yom Tovim Apulcha al Shabbosos. So you're not allowed to build Beis Mikdash on Yontif. Nishbikol lebasar hachi v'nevnaya v'nekatcha. So do it next day, the day after Shavuos. Issu chag of Shavuos, you will build it then and use the Shtei Lechem then. So if so, Lina Shtei Lechem have to be eaten in one day and one night. They have to be eaten for the next morning. It'll be possible, Lina. Nivnaya Malayima. So I have a great idea. Finish most of the building Erev Yontif. Finish Shai Bepur. Leave a little bit. And the Ad, the Kodesh Yoyma La'alta, Nikmarev Niklashay, which means Motze Yontif, immediately finish it and use the Shtei Lechem. Shtei Lechem, you're allowed to eat until the next morning, Alayis of Shachar. And even the Rabbanon, you get it till Chatzais. But so you'll even Makbar under the Rabbanon. You'll do it right after Yom Tov. You'll finish it up and use the Shtei Lechem then. So the Gemara ain't bidding your base of mikdash b'layla. The base of mikdash does not get built at night. The Oma Abaya menayin ain't base of mikdash b'layla. Shneema v'yoyim hokim esam mishkan loshen v'yoyim v'yoyim akimoy b'layla yim akimoy hilchah le'efsher. It has to be built by day. The base of mikdash not by night, and therefore the ma'aseh bottom line hilchah le'efsher means it's le'efsher to find chametz, and therefore the way you make Kaddish, the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, is with Shiori Mincha, that is Matzah. And the way you do the ear is with the two Taitas. That's what's coming out. That is the way you make the Kedusha of the Azara. Taitas Agav asks that there's a Gemara in Masechus Beis that's Mashmah that you could build the Beis HaMikdash at night. So he answers, that's the third Beis HaMikdash, which was being made by itself. But Beis Shemayim will come down as the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's possible over there. And Balabetzim, you cannot build Beis Mikdash at night. Not the Gemara of Aita. It says in the Mishnah, Uvashir. It's the last Tanayim, or sixth Tanayim, we said. There was Melech, Novi, Urmetumim, Sanhedrin, the Shtei Taidos, and Shir. What exactly is a Shir? Which Shir do you sing? Which Psukim do you say? Tana Rabbanon, Shir Shal Taido, which means the capital of Mizmor L'Soido. And you do it with kinoiros, with nevalim, with tzaltzalim. These are different kinoiros and nevalim are different type of string instruments, a lyre, and maybe a harp. And with tzaltzalim is cymbals. I think it's cymbals. It's a type of voice instrument. I call pina upina. I call even gedosh vishlayim. The levim who are playing the music and singing the mizmor l'soida, they'll be standing on every stone, big stone, and every corner in Yerushalayim while we're mekadosh this. And what do they sing? Which psukim v'omer? We say mizmor l'soida. What else do they say? They also say arimimcha Hashem kiddli soni. That's the capital of mizmor shir chanukas avayis l'David, which is also about chanukas avayis. And they also sing v'shir shal pegoim. V'yesharim. Some called it shir shal negoim. What is which capital is that? So that capital is Yoshev Besei Se'elyon. And the reason why we sing that capital is because it says in Parsha V'kudei that Vayivarach Oysa Moshe, when he finished up the Mishkan, Vayivarach Oysa Moshe, what is it? He said, V'inoyem Hashem Elekeinu Aleinu. That's from that capital of Yoshev Besei Se. And it's brought down. That was one of the 11 Mizmarim that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Tefillah L'Moshe. And Yoshev Besei Se is one of the Mizmarim that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechaber composed. So it says, you also say this capital of Shir Shal Pegoyim, V'yeshmer Shir Shal Negoyim. Ma'adim Shir Negoyim, why is it called Shir Shal Negoyim, the Chsiv? It says in that capital, V'nega Aleikar V'alecha. Ma'adim Pegoyim, which means it's keeping us, it's helping us protect us from Mazikim, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'yeshmer Shir Shal Negoyim, V'yeshmer Shir Shal Negoyim, V'yeshmer Shir Shal Negoyim, And Elecha Lo Yigash is talking about the Mazikim, to keep away the Mazikim. And we said the reason why we say this kapitel is because of the Hinoyah, but it's called Shir Shavakam, Shir Shavakam. That's the reason why it's called this. And he said, where do you start from? You start from the beginning. Yosef says, El Yom Vitzel Shaka Isloidon, Ad Kiata Shamach Si El Yon, Samta Menecha, Vechoiz Vaimah Mizmo Dove, Varcha Pnei Avashalom, Bono Hashem, Avashalom Benoi, Hashem, Morabu Tzorai, Ad La Hashem Yeshua, Alam Chabicha Sechasela. Why do you say this capital? So Rashi explains that when Bnei Yisrael came back for the second Beis HaMikdash, they were building the wall, the people were making fun of them. So what are you doing? It's going to be destroyed again. Why are you doing? Why are you building the Beis HaMikdash? They're making fun of them, and that's why it says in the pasuk that Marabu Tzarei Yisrael Hashem LaYeshem HaYeshua Alam Chabicha Sechasela, in order to counteract the naysayers that were saying you shouldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omer Lahanu Kroi, used to say these psukim of Yosef v'Seiser, v'Gondi, before he went to sleep. And it's talking part of our Kriyishma as well, Alamita, Yosef v'Seiser. So Fred Markasha, Hechi Avadachi, hey, let us say these psukim in order to protect himself when we go to sleep. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, also let's rap with the Divitari. Now I'll use the Divitari to misrap it, to heal yourself with the Divitari. So the Gemara, Lahogain Shani, to protect yourself is different. And that is allowed with the Divitari. So it sounds like also l'srab is the veritayr is what when they're doing it for refuah, and l'hogin is mut. So come ve'elok yomar also. So what is it also? The ikamaka. Freit the gemara. The ikamaka. It sounds like it's more than also. Idikamaka also v'suloi. But now we learned haloiches shalamaka. Someone says an incantation on a maka, which is what he says. Kol amachla shesamti b'mitzrayim lo also malecha. Ani Hashem, he says that pasuk on a makkah. What does it say in the Mishnah? What happens? In lechelik ma'amba, because no chelik ma'amba. So you're saying it's aser. It's in lechelik ma'amba. And for the Gemara, it's ma'alam Rav Yechonon, but reikik shanu. There, if someone spits and says the Shem Hashem, Ani Hashem, l'fi Shem Askim, Shem Shemayim al Rakika. So it comes out. There's three levels. Level one is lahagein. It's mutter. Level two is to say divrei Torah for refuah. That's aser. Then there's to say with rakiko, with spitting, then already it's in lechelik l'abba. Those are three levels. But even just to say the psukim, huh?
How are we allowed to say tamperse korsim?
Because you're not saying it al hamakom. You're davening to Hashem, that Hashem should make refu. You're not saying it on the makom. It's not using it as a refu or schooli.
It means when you're going to sleep, it's a problem.
Yeah, because you're saying this psukim should protect me going to sleep. That's what it is. So he's saying to go to sleep. He's saying, I want to protect you from going to sleep. That's different than davening to Hashem. A lot of the tefillah is fine. But loichesh al hamaka is different. You have a special like saying that you say for hamaka, then it'll be a problem. If there'd be a special, even today, if there'd be a special psukim, you say for a certain machla, then that would talk be a problem. If the psukim, here you're davening to Hashem to do what Hashem wants to do, and that's different. Bezdin mahalchin. It says, what's the Seyda HaDvarim? Bezdin's walking, and behind them come the two Toidas. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Lememra, the Bezdin Kameh Toida. It sounds like from our Mishnah. Bezdin is front, in front, and behind the Bezdin of 71 come the two Toidas. Means two Kahanim holding two Toidas. Vayit the Gemara, is that Shuv Achsiv? This whole Makar is from the Pasuk in Nechemya. And it says in Nechemya, Vayelech Achareim, Vayishaya Vechatz Sar Yehuda. And the Sar Yehuda would have Sahedrin. So you see, the Sanhedrin were behind the Toidos. So the Gemara, we have to do a little surgery on the Mishnah. Hach Gamar. This is what Mishnah means. Bezdin Mahalchin. Ushtaydois Mahalchis. They're both walking. Ubezdin Achareim. And Bezdin is behind them. It's very interesting. I read the Mishnah like that because Mishnah says Bezdin Mahalchin, Ushtaydois Achareim. So you have to read Bezdin Mahalchin. Ushtaydois put in the words Mahalchin. And then Ubezdin Achareim. And Bezdin is behind them. That's you have to read our Mishnah. Keitze Mahalachis. When they're holding these Toidos, how do they walk? How do they hold the Toidos? Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Shim, Rabbi. Chad amazu kenegazu, that they're side by side. When they're walking around the walls of Yerushalayim, which incidentally, Rashi learns means you're on the outside of the walls, but we'll see in a second, we'll speak out what Taisa says. So they were standing side by side. They were going parallel to each other around the wall, clockwise around the wall. Chad amazu kenegazu, v'chad amazu achazu. One says behind, one kohen behind the other kohen. So it's said in the Mishnah that Hapnimis Nechelas Vachatzainis Rafis. So who's the Pnimis and who's the Chitzainis? So the man the Amar, Lamandi Amar Zu Achazu. Who's the primus? Hach the Mekarv the Bezdin. The one's close to the Bezdin. The Bezdin is behind them. Bezdin is behind the Taidas. The one closer to the Bezdin is called the primus. So Lamandi Amar Zu Achazu Primus Hach the Mekarv the Bezdin. And when it comes to walking around the wall, obviously the primus one is one that's closer to the wall. That's Pashat. Zakta Gemara. I skip part of the Gemara. Right. Manda Mazu Kenegazu, Hapnimis is Hakhm Karval Khaim, the one's close to the wall. Manda Mazu Akazu, Hapnimis Hakhm Karval Bezdin. So, Zu Kenegazu in the parallel, the one who's close to the wall is called Pnimis. They go one behind each other, the one who's close to the Karam called Pnimis. Tanan, Tzen the Mishta, Pnimis Necheles, Vachitsoina Nesrefes. The Pnimis you could eat, and the Chitsoina Nesrefes. So, Bishlam Mandi Amazu Akazu. If you hold the one behind the other one, so who's the Pnimis? The ones who are closer to the Bezdin. That means the one, the Chitzoin, is the front one. So I'm too lahachi, Pnimis Techeles. You know why Pnimis Techeles? Which is the Asi Chitzoin, the Kamah, the Kitchula. The front one is the Kaddishit, and then behind it comes the second Taida. So the first Taida is Pasul Yaitse, because it's not Mekuddish yet. And the one behind it is Mekuddish, because you're Mekaddish already. Are you going to ask me, Delachaira, if the front one's Psul Yaitse, so how's the Mekaddish it? So the Rajba asks Kash. Rajba says, no, it's not Shver. If it comes to make the Kedusha while it's still kosher, then it's fine if it becomes Psul B'Vas Achas. But the one behind it does not become Psul, because as the one that goes in front, it's being Mekaddish it. And that's good if you hold Zu Achazu. So we understand why Pnimis is better than Chitzayna. Eleman de Mazu Keneged Zu, Lechaira, why is one better than the other one? Tavar Bahadi Adelika Makachi. They're both on the same level. So both either be eaten or not eaten. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Agav, Tosis asked, Alfi Rashi learns you're behind it, you're on outside the wall, both of them should be Psul Yaitse. They're afraid Tosis de Masal Amtu. If you look at Tosis Amtu, Lachi, Tosis Persu Kuntris, Leel Persu Kuntris, Vahamidah Shay Tosis Delis, Eitz Lachayim Vachutz, Vakashim Kain, Pnimis Mainacheles, Vahnif Shalaba Yaitse. That's what Tosis says. Tosis says, no, we're talking about they walk on the inside of the wall. Tosis argues. And they're on the inside of the wall. Now, the Rashba seems like the answer is that they're Makadosh outside the wall a little bit also, and that's the answer to that Kasha. Back to our Gemara's question is, the Gemara's question like this. If you learn Zu behind the other ones, you understand why Pnimis is better than the Chitzayna, why Pnimis is the second one, and therefore can be eaten. But if it was the side by side, why is one better than the other one? And for the Gemara, will Tameich, and for you is any better? Lamanda Mezu Achazu, Chodom Imekacha. How could one tie the Bimekacha? You need both of them. It says you have to have all the six things. Even if you hold it only is one of the six things, it's one mitzvah. So if you need one, it's still there's one tayda can't do that. Oh, tayda, it's one thing. It's one chafter. They're both taydas. It's one part. You can't have one without the other one. So it must be that neither one is, but you need both together. So you can't say one's better than the other one. So why Pnimis Necheles and Chatzayna Necheles? Elon Rav Yechanan, on top of Tezayna and Aleph, Api Navi Necheles, Api Navi Nesrefes. They had Nevi'im, the Chagiz Chari Malachi. So it's eaten Api Navi, it's a Hirah Shah that it can be eaten at that time. And therefore they say, Dafka Pnimis, not the Chatzayna. But not that it makes any sense. It's just a, like Xeris Akasvaza, it's like a haras Navi that says to eat it this way. The Shash is bothered that Lachara in Navi Roshay Lachadish Dava here, Machadish Dava, the Yadi Yaitse. It's very shvei, blav shvei basically. It's a little bit shvei, this whole idea. But the Zoy state here, and if you Rashi over here, that Apiyim, Beruach HaKadosh, Asu Ve'ein Tam Ludava. There's no reason for it. They don't have a reason for it, but that's why it's a Navi's Gzera that says that the Pnimis Necheles, the Chatzoyna Ein Necheles.